Hi, guys. It's Phil Hendry, and welcome to today's Encore show for this day, the first day of November. I've started to regress because, you know, Halloween was yesterday. I'm remembering when I was 12, and I've said, So it's the first day. It's the first day of November, whatever year this is.
2021.
I know, 2021. As we go back to, I think this is, what's the date on this thing, man? It's when I got back from Florida, because we were out of town, we were in Florida, it was election week, it's the 20th, this is from the 20th of November, 2020, we had just received, or just returned home, California had just received us, and so anyway, all of that stuff aside, let's listen to this show. As we get back into town, it's Don Berman of Channel 19 News, who's had a tooth extracted, also Bobby and Steve Dooley, with the latest on Thanks-taking, not Thanksgiving, Thanks-taking, because I think that's, or Bobby thinks anyway, that's what it ought to be all about. Here it is, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from November 20, 2020. For a month, for a year, it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. It's for a month, for a year, for 6 years, however long you want to be hanging around with us here on a Friday. And I'm General Galen Shaw.
Thank you. I'm Margaret Gray. Are you going to get done with that? What a speech.
Hey, the guy said...
Anyway, I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Lennon.
And I'm Phil Hendry. What were you doing?
What was I doing? What? Giving a speech or something.
I don't know. I was just taken by the moment and thought I'd do it. Start talking about this. Do we have to watch this Forensic Files?
I think it's interesting, and it's a way of breaking the tension.
What does that mean, a way of breaking the tension?
Why do you have that on, Bud? There's an awful lot of disturbing images up there, Bud.
Well, I mean, Forensic Files, I thought you said it was your favorite show.
Yeah, you did, Mr. Ernie. You said you like... I like Forensic Files, yeah. When we're doing our show, and that's on, and the next thing I know is I see, like, a head... You know,
that wasn't a head. That was a lady's picture.
I know, but they show a lot of graphic crap up there, man. And what was all of that seafood? I don't think that was seafood. I think that was an autopsy photo.
What do you mean an autopsy photo?
You know, an autopsy photo. Yeah, an autopsy photo. I think that was an autopsy photo of the old lady. Now, what do you think of that?
Oh, my God. You're kidding me?
Are you bullcrapping me? Yes, I'm kidding. It looked like it was just a bunch of squid or something.
Yeah, you see, that's the old lady?
No, I'm kidding. It's not the old lady. Well, there's some murder case on right now having to do... Excuse me, I just belched.
Nice one, Phil. That was very, very elegant. Thank you for being such a gentleman. Not.
I'm sorry. I mean, you know, I had... I don't know what I had. I had some ice cream or something. Welcome to the program. So we're going to be talking today, and this is very interesting. Today, Dr. Jim Sadler and Dr. Jim Sadler and Don Berman... Right.
Yeah, Don Berman had a dental, you know, we've had people with dental problems. We heard from Mavis the other day about the fake teeth she's having put in.
Those are implants.
Well, they're implants, yes. Now it turns out that Don Berman had a major tooth extraction the other day. Dr. Jim Sadler is going to come on and give us background. And that reflects on what you did, Phil.
Yeah, because the word's out, Phil. The word's out about what you guys found out.
Yeah, we found out you had a tooth pulled. Yeah, it's all about, Mr. Henry. You only have a tooth pulled and everything.
Yeah. I had a tooth pulled. What do you want from me, man? I had a bad infection, and the doctor said, we got to take the tooth out. So,
Oh, my God.
Do you take better care of yourself than that? Yes, I do, man. But you know what? It was a weird thing. I wasn't in any pain, so it was something that was just sitting, and I didn't know how bad it got till I was at the dentist.
So it wasn't painful at all.
It was a minor discomfort, but there's something happening. I thought maybe there was a problem with my gum. I don't know what it was, but, yeah, we do have, Dr. Jim Sadler. We also have, coming up later on in the program, I think, Bobby and Steve Dooley with the year two. Now, there was an encore show about their annual Thanks-taking.
Yeah, and this is going to be this year's Thanks-taking, an annual event at the Dooley home. Really the most brazen, and you have to admire them.
These people, they think they deserve to take thanks.
Yes, they think that what they've done at Western Estates, as the Homeowner Association president and the vice president and treasurer, people, they need to take thanks. In other words, don't give thanks.
Yeah, I got it. And then, what the hell happened, man? I thought we had one more bet on, right?
Yeah, we do. We have Chip Winston.
Who's Chip Winston?
He's making it up. I guess we don't.
All right, well, that's probably good enough. Don Berman and Dr. Jim Sadler. But yeah, I went over to my...
Now, your doctor is Dr. Jacobs there in Ventura, right? Yeah, I don't want to... He's a great doctor. Don't get this back off, okay? Whatever.
God, Phil, what's the story? I don't want to get into a big, long discussion about who my doctors are, et cetera, if you don't mind. I mean, I'm happy to talk about them. They're very good. But I don't want the guy getting bugged, okay? So no one's going to buy was going to point out what an excellent doctor he was, but forget it. What a...
Don't be a pain in the ass.
I'm not trying to... Sorry, Margaret, I didn't mean to be a...
Simply trying to give it a positive shout-out.
I understand. I thank you for that. All right, Don Berman is going to join us from the Channel 19 newsroom in Los Angeles, Channel 19 television. And Don, a very pleasant day to you. How you doing, pal?
Yeah, still, I'm doing great. It's good to be on with you.
Don, I know Dr. Jim Satter will be joining us in a moment, and it is a coincidence that nonetheless is it happened that you and I had a tooth extracted 2 days ago as well.
Yeah, no, I know about that. So, and I said to Bud Dickman as well as to Margaret Gray, I said, well, am I going on, why am I coming on? If you had a tooth pulled, why do you want me to come on? And Margaret...
Well, Don...
Well, hold on for a minute.
Well, I said...
Wait a minute. I've got to... Sorry to yell. I know what you said. You said that, well, your story, meaning me, Don, will augment the fact that Phil had a tooth pulled. And 2 days ago, Mavis came on and said that she had gets her teeth pulled so she can put in a brand new set of pearly whites. And so naturally, I start thinking, am I being invited on some kind of a freak show? If you know what I mean?
No, it is not that at all, Dawn. It just so happens everything coincided. But you were concerned about your... We talked about it, and then you found out that Phil, and you didn't want to come on the program.
Right, I didn't want to come on because Phil was going to go on and on and on, and on and on and on and on about his tooth.
I haven't gone on and on and on about any tooth. I came on here very briefly introducing you, but yeah, mentioned that...
Well, that's what I'm saying. You mentioned it. So, we got this guy Sandler, right?
Yeah, I got Don Sandler. I mean...
Don Sandler?
No, Dr. Jim Sandler, who is a dentist of... he's not really a dentist. He's Dr. Jim Sandler is actually in San Diego, California. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit nervous about it. And Dr. Sandler, if you're there, just...
Dr. Jim Sadler, how are you doing?
Oh, hi, Dr. Sadler, it's Don Berman.
Yeah, Jim Sadler, Dr. Sadler, Don Berman. I know you're not a dentist, Dr. Sadler, but you're the only medical guy that we know that might be able to speak to this idea of tooth extraction. I just had one.
Well, you see, you're talking about two different things. Don, you had your tooth extracted not as a cosmetic, right?
No, I should say not. I had... a bad tooth, and the doctor said to get it out.
It was rotting. It was rotting. Was that it? Was rotting?
Yeah, sure. It was rotting. I don't know if that's the term.
That's probably pretty much it. Yeah, it's if the tooth had decay, huh?
Yeah, it had. I'll talk to the doctor if you don't mind.
Well, if you had a tooth that was rotting out of your head, it means that you had allowed it to rot. And did it smell? Was it a noticeable smell?
You know, I'm not really comfortable.
Dr. Sadler, let's just stick with the...
Okay, I'm sorry. In other words, but that's what happened. Your tooth was rotten and they had to pull it.
The tooth had decay, and they said it would be better if it was pulled, and that way they would put an implant in and so forth.
All right, so the implant procedure, Phil, and all of you, including Margaret, because you mentioned, what was her name?
Well, we were talking about Mavis Leonard.
Yeah, Mavis Leonard was on the other day. Mavis had her tooth pulled.
Her teeth, multiple.
Yeah, right. She had her teeth pulled and then had the implants put in.
No, I understand. Did that take a long time?
No, that shouldn't take very long. In the case of Mavis, it was just a few days. In your case, what did the doctor say?
Well, the doctor told me that he removed it when he said it'd come back in 3 months because they had to get the implant material ready. And so it's very, very strange, and it made me feel... I guess what I'm dealing with today, more than anything, the reason why I want to talk to Phil, is I feel like I'm a man, one of these people you see sitting in on the ground between buildings, and he doesn't have all of his teeth. It's tough to...
You're feeling very vulnerable?
No, I'm not feeling vulnerable.
But you feel like perhaps you live in a dumpster. Would that be it?
Yeah, I wouldn't put it that way.
So you feel indigent?
Yes, I do. I feel indigent because I have a hole in my mouth.
So you feel like you're in the dumpster? You know, life in the dumpster?
I never said life in the dumpster.
All right, let me take over here. So, Don, you're feeling vulnerable because you had this tooth pulled.
Yes, I had the tooth pulled, and I didn't have anything to replace it right away. So I have a hole in the back of my mouth. So if I laugh or smile, if you see that the teeth only go back so far, then a big gaping hole. And it's the kind of thing you see in the smile of men who live in places where usually you drive cars. I don't know how else...
So you're talking about in the street.
Yeah, talking about in the street.
Yeah, okay. And so I feel like I live in a street, and it's hard psychologically, you know.
Well, I can tell you, Don, this is Dr. Sandler, when you have this kind of work done, and you go in and you have your tooth pulled, and you smile, as Mavis said the other day, she smiled at some metal post, but you smile and see what?
When I smile, I see a big hole there on the side of my mouth.
All right. That's tough to deal with because you do get the inferiority complex feeling like you live where automobiles should go. You know,
what is this live where automobiles should go? I don't understand that.
I'm talking about living on a street.
Yeah, don't you get it?
Yeah, I get it. So you can just say like you're living on a street. I mean, here's the whole point. The point is you feel indigent. You feel like you're you feel homeless.
No, right there. That's it. I feel homeless because I've got a big hole in my mouth. Hold on for a minute. Yeah? Who? No.
Get lost.
Because I have a big hole in my face, or in my mouth, I should say. That's,
well, this is not unusual, Phil. And I'm not I'm not a dentist. But I've seen people have their teeth pulled because they rotted out of the head. I'm not saying that, you know, this is not a judgment on your character.
You wouldn't say rotted out of my head.
Well, it's not a judgment on your character, but the fact is you let the tooth go to the point where it just rotted clean out. Jesus Christ.
What are you trying to say?
Dr. Sandler, it sounds like you're purposefully trying to humiliate Mr. Berman. All right?
Well, no, that's not it. No, I'm not trying to do that.
I heard you say rotted out of the head, and you went, Jesus, stuck under your breath.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Oh, did you? Who else heard it? Anybody hear it? I'm trying to say to you, Mr. Henry.
Wait a minute. Dr. Sandler, we're trying to get information. We're not having a sarcasm war here.
All right.
That's what it sounds like to me too, Phil. You know?
All right, I'm sorry. What I'm saying is, your tooth, what else can I say? The tooth no longer was holding by the roots. It had to come out. And I can tell you, having been in medical school and I've observed oral surgery, you know, the breath.
All right, so now you got another. Oh, my God. He gets all these.
Are you just getting in shots for laughs or what?
No, if you wanted an accurate description of it, you know.
We don't need the accurate description. Just tell us. So, Don Berman of Channel 19 News, you had the tooth extracted. And we'd like to know from you, Dr. Sandler, what risks does he run while he awaits his implant?
He doesn't run any risk. You take care of it, and you'll be fine. Jesus Christ.
Oh, you know, Phil...
Dr. Sandler, we can certainly let you go if this is frustrating for you.
No.
Go ahead. I was going to say, Phil, yes, I had... And then there was some pain...
I was going to ask you, what kind of pain meds?
I got hydrococtin.
You got hydrococtin?
I got hydrocodone is what I got.
But you didn't get hydrococtin.
No, I did not. So help me, Jesus, if that isn't a real drug, you know.
What does that mean? Oh, I came on this program.
Wait a minute. Is there such a thing as hydrococtin?
No, there isn't.
Then why did you ask me?
Because you said you got some. What am I supposed to do? If you say that you got some...
Okay, Don, are you still there?
Yes, Phil, I am.
I'm sorry.
I'll give our apologies to Dr. Sandler. Dr. Sandler, yeah, you could not. No, you cannot. He wants to apologize, Mr. Henry. Go ahead. Yeah, you're going to let you apologize. I got a pair of shorts. Give me the phone, will you? Yeah?
No, I want to apologize for that. I should never have had... I don't know what I did wrong, but I apologize.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to move on here now with Don Berman, if you don't mind.
Well, you ought to know.
Okay, Don, so that's Dr. Jim Sandler.
Yeah,
Nice job there, Phil, getting that one.
Well, you know something? He's generally a very reliable man.
All right. Anyway, as I said, I did take some pain med, hydrocodone, and...
Now, how much of that stuff they're letting you take?
Just one. I took one. Actually, I took a half. It's a very powerful drug. You mentioned taking that pill for your shoulder.
Yes, I did. And let me tell you something. Hydrocodone, it's a what do they call that crap? An opioid? Is that what it is?
I mean, you're looking at me, man. You know.
Well, don't you know? You know.
Why would I know, man?
Because I'm black. Huh? Wait a minute. Hey, bud.
I didn't say nothing about it. I figured it'd be logical.
Yeah, it's real logical to you. You know, I figured you'd know about hydrocodone because of the white trash you come from.
Wait a minute, you guys.
You heard that, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, and I heard you start it, too. Did you ever... Forget about that, okay? So you took hydrocodone.
I took hydrocodone, yes. And as you had mentioned to me, you had taken it for your shoulder. You know, it's pretty good. I mean, I don't mean to say it's good.
Oh, my God. So this is what gets a lot of people, young, old, whoever, gets them on these drugs when someone like you, Don, a quote-unquote respected man, and that...
Oh, I see. That's up for a debate, is it?
No, well, let's just say it's probably not the best idea for you to talk it up like it's good.
Well, so what do you want me to say?
It helped with the pain.
All right, it helped with the pain. Yes, it did.
Well, Don, I hope you're feeling better, and I thank Dr. Jim Sadler. We didn't mean to hang up on you, Doc, but we had about as much of that as we can take. Anything else you wanted to impart?
Well, I just wanted to thank the people over there at Valo. Facial surgery, and when I said that to Dickman, this is something you should know, when I said Valo facial surgery, he went, ha 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 ha.
No, I didn't.
The hell you did not. Yes, you did.
All right, yes, I did, but I didn't know what he meant by facial.
Facial surgery, man.
It's oral surgery, but they use that maxofacial...
Yeah, that there's different terms for it. All right, thank you, Don. I'm glad you're feeling better, and... look forward to seeing you on the nightly news there on Channel 19.
Thank you, Phil. Thanks all.
Don Berman from Channel 19 News. Also, Dr. Jim Sadler in private practice there in San Diego. Thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are these. What offended Berman and what I think got Sadler, and Sadler kept talking about the tooth rotting out of his head. The biggest mistake we made was having a guy on that's not a oral surgeon.
Well, I don't think... he's a doctor, and he understands surgery... I believe he's done surgery. Oh, my God, look at that.
See, this is what I'm talking about, bud. We got like a beat-up corpse on TV.
Well, they're showing a lot of that. They're being more and more graphic as the days go by on Forensic Files.
Yeah, man, you're digging that, aren't you?
I think it's interesting, the different aspects of the homicides.
Jesus Christ. Would you turn that off? But put it over on another channel, man, until we're done. All right, so coming up next, we have Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley. They're talking to us about the... what are they talking about?
They're going to talk about, you know, Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, Thanksgiving. As we come up on the Thanksgiving, this is a week that is going to be very interesting because we still have a few days before Thanksgiving. I am not going back east or down south.
All right, so you're not going to go see Jackie?
No. We have decided that...
it's not safe, Phil.
Yeah, we've decided that it's probably not the best thing for us to be traveling.
Mr. Henry, is your nose stuffed up or something?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, it sounds like this. Go.
Yeah, sounds kind of like, you know, like there's a wheeze in the nasal area.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? If there is, we'll just have to live with it. As I was saying before I got interrupted, excuse me, Jesus. As I was saying, I'm not going to go to Florida. This damn coronavirus is out of control. I mean, the thing is just, as they said, the country's on fire with this shit. And the fact is, you know, it's insane, man. Wear your mask, socially distance, all that shit. But if there's a lot of people in the airports, man, it's going to be very, very difficult to avoid that shit. So
it is a very, very wise thing for you to stay here in California. Jackie, is she has her family?
Yeah, Jackie's son Ryan and Stassi, his girlfriend, they're going to hang with Jackie. That'll be fantastic. And I'll do a little Zoom thing with them. And
get a Zoom thing. Gotta help. It's kind of sad, Mr. Andrew.
Yeah, so you're going to sit there and just go, gonna sit there with your little drink and your laptop? God. Yeah, man, maybe that's what I'm going to do. I'd rather do that than hang out with people I don't want to be around.
Oh, my God, how antisocial.
Look, I don't have anywhere that I really choose to go to this Thanksgiving. I'd just rather be hanging with those guys on Zoom. Is that cool with you?
Yes, Phil. I mean...
You?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Arnold, we're just trying...
Yeah, well, just never mind about trying to, whatever it is you're trying to do. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Me?
Go ahead.
I'm Margaret Gray, and reminding you,
I'll do it. I'm General Galen Show.
I'll do it. I'm Margaret Gray, reminding you to get a backstage pass to the world famous Phil Henry Show. A subscription to the world famous Phil Henry Show means you have access to 45,000 hours of the greatest radio show ever in the history of man on this planet. Phil's classic over-the-air radio show, along with all of the netcasts that he's done since 2013, all of his video casts, and a multitude of other creative efforts. Elcott, The Next Step. Of course, Phil's Bobby Dooley podcast. We'll be hearing Bobby in a moment. And others.
Get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and do something right for a change.
Got him.
World-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass.
Now, do something right for a change. Do something right for a change. It's great. All right, the Dooleys, Bobby and Steve Dooley, last year, and I think we heard them on an encore show.
Yes, they talked about Thanksgiving, not Thanksgiving. And the reason for that was that they were sort of celebrating the fact that they had been doing this for a long time. That is, the president and vice president and treasurer of the Homeowners Association at Western Estates. And Bobby and Steve join us now on the newsmaker line there from Western Estates. Bobby, when did you start as the president of the Homeowners Association there?
Well, it seems sort of impossible, but about 20 years ago, right, Steve?
Yeah, about 20 years ago.
About 20 years ago that we began. I remember being just a young girl. We did not yet have all three of the boys. I was pregnant with Justin, Dylan, and Seth. We're very, very young. And we came to Western Estates and saw the potential of having a homeowners association that was cohesive, whose members were cut above, and the homes were well kept, and the people were well kept as well.
What was it like when you got there?
Yeah, I'm curious to know, what was Western Estates before you got there?
Well, Western Estates was a gated community, and it had homes, and it had the gate. And we had the guard gate. And there was a homeowners association president, Ruta Broom was her name. She was getting on in years. She was getting tired of it. And I said, why don't you let me run for, you know, the president? And she said, fine with me. She didn't care. And she went back to sleep. I remember knocking on her door.
Yeah, we went over to her house, and she was walking. She was walking a show.
Watching a show?
Yeah, she was watching a show.
I said, why don't you let me? And it took about, oh, I don't know, 2 days of campaigning around the Homeowners Association, and I was elected president. The first thing I did was I had people, the Western Estates was a very nicely kept neighborhood, beautiful homes, beautiful community center, but there wasn't the cohesion. And so I had them, each person say, I, as a member of the Homeowners Association, appreciate Bobby and Steve for all what they do. Or Steve, you know.
Yeah, I, Bobby, so-and-so, pledge my allegiance.
It was a pledge of allegiance to us.
All right, can I jump in here because...
Excuse me, I'm not finished.
But I wanted to mention, I want to ask something. You guys asking for a pledge of loyalty to yourselves is exactly what we've been talking about lately in this country. Are we pledging loyalty to the law, or are we pledging loyalty to people?
This is a homeowners association, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, it's not like...
We're not talking about a country, okay?
Yeah, but what, you had them pledging allegiance to yourselves.
No, it was not really a pledge. We said, their name was like, Carl Broom, who was the the former Homeowners Association president, Carla Broom, do hereby now swear my allegiance to Bobby and Steve Dooley, Bob Doo, or Steve Doo, or thereabout. And
I thought you guys didn't come up with a shorthand till a lot later.
Well, we came up with a shorthand a lot later, but this was at the very beginning. Yeah, we always said...
We always called ourselves Bob Doo or Steve Doo, or Stadoo.
That was it, I'm sorry. So
We swear our allegiance to Bob Doo or Stadoo.
Okay, that I don't understand. What does that mean, swear our allegiance?
We wanted people to know that if there was a problem, if there was any issue at all, we were the ones, Steve and I were the ones that would solve the problem for them. But in return, in exchange, we simply wanted them to acknowledge that we were there and that they, before anyone else, would have the allegiance to us. It's,
you guys are making a big deal out of it. It's no big deal. We're just saying that you swear that you have allegiance to us, and you're not going to, you know, you're pretty much, I mean, I don't know how to say it or anything.
This seems like a wholly unnecessary thing. You swear your allegiance.
Slayer?
Swear your allegiance to you and Steve. That's what they're doing, right?
Yes, you don't have to yell, Mr. Henry.
Please don't yell at my wife.
All right, I'm sorry. Why are they swearing allegiance to you?
As I said, so they know who it is that has solved their problems for them, and they don't start petitioning the board. One thing we didn't want to do, because it gets really messy, Steve and I, when we lived at Slather Creek.
Yeah, anyway, when we lived at Slather Creek, everybody said they'd go to the board with their problem, and then it just became the problem of the board. And we said, you swear allegiance to Bobby and Steve Doo, or to Badoo or Stadoo, or Babu.
What is Babu?
That was the other shorthand. I'm Bob Doo, he's to do, and sometimes I'm Boo, or just Boo. Okay?
You know, this is, the more I talk to you, Bobby, about this thanks-taking, the more I think it's a gag.
I can swear, you know, everything to you, Margaret, is a gag. Okay? And maybe that says a little bit about me.
Yeah, maybe that says something about, you know.
You know what?
All right, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
It doesn't matter. I'm getting in the car. I'm coming over there to wherever you are.
How do you know where we are?
Aren't you at Western Estates?
No, we're not. At least we aren't now. Get in the car.
What do you want me to get in the car so we get away?
Oh, what a gutless wonder.
All right, we're on the road now, Cheryl.
Well, why did you guys do that? Because they want to get away from me. Because they made the comment that they did. And now you guys...
I'm not going to stick around because I know what you're trying to do.
You're on your way over to Western States, and you're going to take it out of Steve's ass, aren't you?
Well, you know what? I don't blame her. What you did, Dooley.
Oh, my God. She was talking about gagging it. And so all I said was, you know.
What's wrong with that?
You know, you guys can't stay out on the road forever. You're going to come back to Western States, and when you do...
All right, I don't want any threats being issued around here, okay?
Hang right here, Steve. Hang right here, Steve. Go up Willoughby and go down to Warbush Creek.
Warbush Creek. Let me see where that is.
All right, Margaret, knock it off. All right, so your thanks-taking this year will comprise of what?
Our thanks-taking this year, go left.
Go left! God damn it, I'm sorry.
Hey, Bobby, are you driving the car?
Sorry. Go left, Steve. When I tell you to go left, don't sit there thumbing it. Do it. What was your question, Phil?
So your thanks-taking.
Yes, this year, as last year, we're taking thanks. If you want to come to me or to Steve and say thank you, we'll take it. Because, frankly, last year we did a little bit of it, and it really wasn't as much as we thought, you know, Steve?
Yeah, we thought there'd be a lot more people saying thank you.
We'll take a little more. And if it sounds like we're being children, trust me when I tell you, Phil, this is, I think it's long overdue. I just really, really do.
Thanks-taking with Bobby and Steve Dooley, although they are now out on the road.
Yeah, because they know that I'm looking for them.
We're out on the road because we don't want you showing up, and I don't want you frankly, I don't want you grunting on my husband.
What a... You know something? Your husband is a slob.
Yeah, I don't want you climbing on me and grunting on me.
Exactly. I don't want you grunting on my husband.
Your husband's a slob, Bobby, and you're a slut. Probably disease-ridden.
Oh, my God.
That's right. Guys, Steve, probably it's too late for you, but the rest of you guys, and I know that Bobby will meet up with you at the Kookaroo parking lot later on, make sure you got your shots.
Why, you...
What? Nothing. What a week. World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Thanks.
Oh, look at him all like a little boy.
What's wrong, Phil? That whole goddamn end of the show, man.
You're a slut. Get your shots. That guy started going, like I'm gagging deep.
Gagging deep and wide, man.
I beg your pardon?
Nothing.
Hey, don't Don't forget, tonight is the Phil Hendry Show. Chat starts at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. The BSP chat at philhendryshow.com.